Good evening, or good afternoon, cell group. We're looking again at the gospel from last Sunday, Luke chapter 6, 39-45. Pardon me. This is again the sermon on the plain. This is the third and final section in it. It's a lovely section. You can be distracted by the images. There are multitude of images here, parables, stories, jokes even. But I think the beautiful thought at the heart of all this here is that Jesus has just given his teaching, his sermon on the plain. And Luke sees Jesus as the teacher. Like what he says is to teach us, instruct us. We are his pupils. He leads us on and he hopes for the best for us. Now, the best thing a good teacher can do is not that the students will know all the facts and ins and outs, but that he will enthuse them with the enthusiasm he has for his subject. And here Jesus is hoping to make his disciples have a belief in their own goodness and a belief in the inner quality of their moral judgments and their ability to make those judgments. And Luke then records all these different sayings of Jesus around that sort of theme about teachers and their relationship with their pupils. Now, it begins with, can one blind guide guide another? Surely both will fall into a pit. You know, and it's self-evident that that's what's going to happen. The disciple is not superior to his teacher. The fully trained disciple will always be like his teacher. So already there's an admission there that the people who listen will be fully, always be like their teacher, Jesus. But it's also a warning to us to watch out for who it is that we allow to teach us, that whose guidance we listen to. And there's an awful lot of like pundits and gurus and all sorts of people about the place that we could latch on to and become followers of. And again, that's a message here, that the only one to follow is Jesus. You can admire some of the things that some of the people say, but the ultimate leader, our Lord and Master, our teacher, is the Lord, is Jesus. So, verse 41, why do you observe the splinter in your brother's eye and never notice the plank in your own? Bit of humour here. And it's also very instructive. How can you do something very delicate, like take the splinter out of someone else's eye, if your sight isn't 100%, if your vision isn't clear, and if you've got a barrier like a log or a plank in your own eye, for goodness sake, you definitely can't see. You're almost a blind guide. So there's a truth here that each person who gives guidance has to be clear in their own way forward, has to have a clear vision of what they're for, and they can't be handicapped by anything that they haven't addressed. They have to be self-aware and know their limitations and know what they can't do. They can't go about taking splinters out of people's eyes because they haven't got the clear vision yet, but that is possible to change. So how can you say to your brother? Now, the word brother denotes a sense of community in these disciples, that they're all a family, brothers and sisters of one another. So how can you say to your brother, brother, let me take the splinter that is in your eye when you cannot see the plank in your own? Hypocrites, the word hypocrite has its roots in like an actor or someone who wears a mask, someone who pretends to be something else. So we're not to settle for that. We're not to pretend to be wise or to pretend to be full of charity, but we're to actually change, be converted, and really be like our teacher. Allow ourselves to be fully trained. So that's extended. Take the plank out of your own eye first, and then you will see clearly enough to take the splinter that is in your brother's eye. So there's possibility there for growth, for change. And then there's this lovely image of the trees. There's no sound tree that produces rotten fruit, or again, a rotten tree that produces sound fruit. Every tree can be told by its own fruit. People don't pick figs from thorns or gather grapes from brambles. Again, a bit of humour here, the impossibility of finding different sorts of fruits on different trees, plums from apple trees and so forth. It points also to that inner wealth of a person, that each one of us has the possibility of greatness, of being Christ-like. Each person has a treasure within, and you have to be aware of the treasure and then reveal the treasure and allow Jesus, the teacher, to make this treasure dominant in your life, that his ways, his thoughts, his attitudes would be ours. I keep thinking of Putin. I don't know what you're like, but this whole episode of the invasion of Ukraine and the utter blindness and hardness and stupidity even of the Russian leader, and the way he has deluded, you know, there's lies been told to the people of Russia, and they think he's doing a good thing. Oh, it's so, sometimes the word of God comes to us almost like a flash in the darkness, and the darkness of that Ukraine situation is incredible. But the light of Christ shines out in this gospel here. So a good man, again, Putin, draws what is good from the store of goodness in his heart. A bad man draws what is bad from the store of badness. So we'll just keep all that in our prayers, keep him in our prayers, that he would catch himself on and change and convert. And so many other wicked people in the world and different sorts of wickedness in the world that surrounds us. But we should never lose heart, never lose hope. Christ has conquered sin and death, and his power is at work. Amen. So let us pray, brothers and sisters. O God, our teacher and judge, bear our prayers we gather at the table of your word. Enrich our hearts with the goodness of your wisdom, and renew us from within, that all our actions, all our words, may bear the fruit of your transforming grace. And may that transforming grace inspire and educate and enlighten the hearts of all the people involved in this invasion of Ukraine. And may your spirit bear up and embolden and give the spirit of martyrs to all the people who are defending what they've gained over the last 30 years, their dignity, their hopes, their dreams. And we make this prayer through your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. God bless the work. God bless you.